Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's the holidays upon us, and it's the jolliest time of the year, but it's also super stressful, and I want to talk to you guys about holidays and stress. Cortisol face. What is cortisol face? How does your cortisol rise so high during the holidays? What does that do to your face and beauty, and how can we prevent getting these problems with cortisol face and stress? And for me, I love the holidays, but I really like Thanksgiving because it's the holiday where you get to chill, you're sitting, relaxing, eating good food with family. Like, there's none of this running around and doing a million different things. Christmas to me and Hanukkah and the seasonal time of year is very challenging. I have so many obligations because patients want to come in and get beautiful. And then I have a million things on my checklist to do, buying presents for 4 kids and a husband and all the relatives. I'm sure you guys feel the same way, right? Those women who send out their Christmas cards early in this season, I just want to throw ice daggers at them because it makes me feel so inadequate. I can't get mine done till like it always turns into a Happy New Year card. But we have such jam-packed schedules, work deadlines, social obligations, end of the year milestones and parties and putting up the tree and the decorating that we have to do. There's so much stress internally that we create on ourselves. There was a study by the American Heart Association that showed that 63% of Americans say the holiday season is more stressful than tax season. Lots of people regret if they don't take some downtime during the holidays. For me, I think that cortisol levels shoot up so high during the holidays, and I think it contributes so much to cortisol face. And what is cortisol face? Well, cortisol face is this phenomenon where your increased stress levels change your hormones, elevate your high glycemic index. They tend to give you metabolic problems that give puffiness, facial swelling, increased breakouts, increased glycation damage to the skin, dullness, and like just overall that feeling that you're just looking puffy, bloaty, and not your best. That, my friends, with lots of acne breakouts, that is cortisol face. And what does cortisol do? Cortisol is one of the most important stress hormones that helps us to fight or flight and survive. It's one of our defenses, actually. But when your cortisol levels are high, it causes a breakdown in collagen levels. You can break down collagen and elastin faster, leading to wrinkles, sagging, loss of skin elasticity. This is why when someone goes through a very stressful life event, you might have experienced that yourself with a family member, a death, a severe illness, or loss of a job or something, that they literally can look 10 years younger in a month. You see them and you're like, what happened to that person? That is stress eating up the collagen and causing tissue destruction and breakdown. Cortisol impacts dehydration and stress disrupts the skin barrier function. You get increased dryness, transepidermal water loss. The skin does look dull and aged. And most of all, stress spikes your inflammation. These cortisol spikes, these periods of stress where you're rushing for a deadline, you're rushing around to get a parking space at the mall and get that last present, these stress-induced cortisol spikes lead to chronic inflammation. They exacerbate things like acne, rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, all the inflammatory skin diseases. And of course, inflammation causes puffiness and redness, especially in our sensitive skin types. I also think that cortisol boosts acne production. So yay, oh my God, adult acne, it's the worst, right? Cortisol stimulates sebaceous glands to produce more oils, which clogs, of course, your pores and leads to stress-induced acne, which happens in the T-zones usually. And I think a lot of women, a lot of my patients get hormonal acne, which starts to happen periorally around the mouth, the chin, the lower cheeks. And this type of stress happens a lot. It triggers stress hormone release that actually can worsen your estrogen-progesterone balance and can lead to early polycystic ovary type symptoms, where you can have increased hair production and increased sebum and oiliness of the skin and putting on weight and breaking out around the mouth. This kind of rushing around acne stress happens because we're wearing makeup, we're not taking it all off at night, we're putting our hands on our face a lot, we're touching, we're out there traveling and touching dirty surfaces or maybe shopping. And first thing you do when you get home is you got to wash those hands and you got to wash that face and wash off the makeup and pollution of the day. So acne is a huge problem with this type of cortisol stress. Also, dark circles and puffy eyes. Poor sleep happens when you have stress. With your increased cortisol levels, this leads to fluid retention and puffiness of the eyes. Chronic stress can also make the thin skin under the eyes more dark, more hollow. Look, your dark circles look worse. You look more tired. Then you look in the mirror and then you feel more stressed because you look tired. It's like a vicious cycle. Your skin barrier, when you have acne and have these breakouts with weakened collagen, can have a weakening of the natural barrier function. And just overall, you're not in repair mode. When you have cortisol and stress, you're in this mode of protect yourself from death and fight and flight, but you're not necessarily repairing collagen that DNA damage repair. It needs to happen. So these environmental toxins, chemicals, pollutants, allergens, all of these hit the skin harder. You're not in the mode of let's keep things calm, organized, and rebuild our foundation. You're in fight or flight, which is forget about the foundation, let's protect ourselves. Now, when you hurt yourself during these periods of high cortisol stress, you also have suppression of your immune system, and this means delayed wound healing. Skin blemishes take longer to resolve. You can have hair loss, of course. This is one of the biggest problems with chronic stress. You can have telogen effluvium, where your hair can prematurely enter the shedding phase. Suddenly, you can feel like there is so much hair fall, and it's high stress that does this. When my daughter calls and says, oh my God, all my hair is falling out in the shower in college, and it's finals time, I know that she's caused a lot of internal stress, and it's kind of this telogen effect, telogen effluvium, where the hair prematurely enters that shedding phase. And you can have some very noticeable hair thinning or loss around the face. Now, stress lines and facial expressions can also worsen, of course, because you're frowning and scowling and worrying. If you're a worrier, you need to really think about doing some preventative Botox. This is going to not only alleviate your wrinkles and improve your number 11s, but it's going to give you some lift. Actual studies have been done that show that when we stop the depressive muscles from pulling down and looking angry and upset, we actually have mood elevation and psychological change. And this has been studied that when you look better, you feel better. And when you can't frown, actually your body interprets that as happiness is happening. And so Botox has the ability to improve and mitigate these lines, repetitive frowning, and the things that make you look stressed out. There are other strategies for stress, lifestyle adjustments. So if you know that we're going into a period of heavy stress, holidays, please cut yourself a break. You don't have to answer every email. You can certainly write short replies. Grammar doesn't have to be perfect. My personal assistant is listening and laughing since I'm a stickler about answering every email and making the grammar perfect. But there are certain things you can relax a little bit about, and you should decide that for yourself. And for me, that means I'm not making holiday cards this year. I'm telling my kids that we'll go shopping together and get one special thing and like make it a mother-child outing. And I don't want to run around just to make the tree look good. That's just me. Your skincare needs to improve. Use products that improve oxidative stress and help repair damage. Try our Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. I love that product. Use that with vitamin C every day. And adjust your lifestyle. Remember, this is the time to catch some morning sun. Remember to go on an afternoon walk or an after dinner walk. Simple things like going for a walk and catching some outdoor beauty are going to transform your mindset. I'm going to work on sleep. Prioritizing sleep is so important. With better sleep hygiene, putting my stupid phone away and not scrolling all night, because cortisol levels will get better when you prioritize your sleep and give time for the regenerative processes, which occur mainly at night. And don't forget diet. Don't forget intermittent fasting, which turns on all of our regenerative enzymes. It improves your NAD levels. It actually is going to help you have a clearer mindset. Women especially who are postmenopausal tend to think better when they function on ketone energy versus sugar energy. So a little bit of intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating where we don't eat from 8 a.m. to noon, or you know, whatever you can do to give all of your organ systems a little break, that allows for more regenerative repair. And don't forget to get a manicure. treat yourself right, get yourself a little Christmas goodie. Cortisol face is a real problem, and it happens because of all of these things adding up to us feeling so puffy, bloated, and unhealthy by the end of the holidays. So I just want to give you these tools to arm yourself to make this the most beautiful holiday of the year, and to really just like make it meaningful and pull back from the materialism, the running around and impressing each other and buying and buying and buying till your house is so full of all the junk that we don't need. You know what we need? We need to be outdoors enjoying some beauty with some exercise, some good friends, and some good food. And that's it. Life is simple. Read a book. I'm going to work on that for myself. I hope that you guys will too. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday for a longer podcast. On Fridays, we have the 5-Minute Friday. You can check out our skincare and that amazing Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. That's on our website. It's www.beautybydrk.com. And our Instagram handle is the same, beautybydrk. And I would love it if you could rank, rate, and review the podcast. We thrive on your reviews. I do this just for you guys. I am always so delighted to meet someone who listens to the podcast. And I hope I'm making a little difference in your life. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.